Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And one more makes it a handful. Five of them consecutively now sectional golf titles for Dustin Carver's South Panthers, fashioning out Monday a 324. Six shots to the better than BNL, who for a fifth straight year, second best. Got a little windy Monday out at the Bloomington Country Club, and as Coach Dustin was telling me.
Yeah, it was pretty tough out there. Front nine, it started blowing, and then it just stayed steady. Once we made the turn, it was steady all day, and our top three maintained and stayed where they needed to stay, and we got the job done.
Where was the key stretch?
Well, I just think, you know, obviously the backside's always tough, and, you know, when we made the turn, we were three shots behind B&L, and we knew that it was going to come down to the final few holes, so I would say holes 16, 17, and 18 really were the turning point in that flip, who was going to win sectional, you know, so I know Drew, you know, he birdied the last, and B&L kid, Ethan Stanley, double bogeyed it. So, I mean, there's a three-shot swing right there. So, coming down 16, 17, and 18, you know, you had to stay steady, and I thought our boys did that, and basically that was the turning point in that round.
That's Dustin Carver. Drew Todd beat his teammate Seth Kostranek in a one-hole playoff for medalist honors after each fired 76s yesterday. Thomas Tierney in 81, James Bamba 91, Chris Bamba 92. Logan Vernon led north to the regional with an 83 team medalist and also qualifying as an individual Edgewood's Jackson Wendell, who fired an 83. We'll have Brian Muehlhaus coming up to talk about the win and his players a little bit later today. Reds and Rockies tonight on the airwaves. First pitch from the Great American Ballpark at 7:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, for only the second time all spring, Logan Vernon was Norris team medalist on Monday, firing an 83 out of the Bloomington Country Club, enabling Brian Muehlhaus's maroon and gold to qualify for the upcoming regional on Thursday. Well, the scores were high across the board as the wins picked up. Darren Woodley had an 86, a shot better than Evan Todd, and two better than Chase Day, who struggled with an 88 on Monday. Charlie Bless fired a 93, and as for the elements...
Yeah, I thought the wind was a huge factor, especially in the back nine. You know, 10, 14, and 17 were the only ones playing with the wind. 12 and 15 and 16 and 18. I mean, it's not easy when you're hitting straight into the wind and you're trying to judge distance, and it's one of those things that you can't just take full shots and hope that, you know, you guessed right on the club. It's one of those things you kind of have to low flight it. But that's a hard thing to do for guys, because it's not a shot you have a lot of practice with. So, yeah, I thought the wind was a huge factor, but obviously it was the same for everybody. It's not like it blew for Bloomington North golfers and no one else. On the front nine, I think we got out of position in a couple places when I saw people above the hole. Team, we didn't hit too many greens in regulation. It was just one of those things. If you're trying to win the sectional, you got to hit greens, you got to hit fairways, and stay below the hole, obviously, as anyone knows.
That's North Cougar golf coach Brian Muehlhaus. That 344 that they shot yesterday was the best round they had at the Bloomington Country Club. Drew Todd won a one-hole playoff from Seth Kostranek, his teammate, after both fired 76s. On Monday, as South won for a fifth consecutive year. And it was good to see that Jackson Wendell led Gary Lee's crew with an 83. He qualifies Jackson as an individual. He'll be playing in the regional on Thursday. I'm Joe Smith.